From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Happy Friday to you here from the CSRA. Mitchell Spelts with you as we get set for the fourth game of this six-game series. Green Jackets and Red Sox in their first ever series against each other. Salem has won the last two games in this series. Augusta won the opener on Tuesday, but a pair of final third rallies by the Red Sox have propelled them to a 2-1 series edge as we play the fourth game here tonight. And certainly one to watch here if you are a Braves fan. First-round pick Owen Murphy, 20th overall selection in July's draft, will make his home debut. This will be his second start as a member of the Green Jackets. He threw the ball last time out a week ago in Myrtle Beach against the Pelicans, threw 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 4 batters with a couple of strikeouts. His mound opponent will be the hard-throwing Nathaniel Cruz. As we get more into those two stars in just a moment, as we are just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. Game 4, Green Jackets and Red Sox. We've got more to come yet here as we check out our probable pitch report. That's coming up next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only
we keep it going on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Now for our probable pitch report for tonight. The Green Jackets will throw the Braves' first-round draft pick from July's draft, Owen Murphy from Chicago, Illinois, 20th overall pick by Atlanta. Made one start with Augusta previously. That was a week ago tonight in Myrtle Beach. Threw 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, and 2 walks in what was an eventual Green Jackets win. He'll get the call tonight against Salem. And their starter tonight will be Nathaniel Cruz. Brief outing so far for Cruz on the season. He's made 14 appearances overall between here and the Florida Complex League. This will be his 7th in Salem, 2nd as a starter, owns an ERA of 8.5 in those brief outings, 13 total innings thrown, 11 strikeouts, and 9 walks for the Salem starter from the Dominican Republic. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show, including our drive around the league. That is next as we continue in just a moment on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
The On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer, continues here from North Augusta. Game 4, Green Jackets and Red Sox here from SRP Park. The affiliate of the Boston Red Sox have won the first two of the first three games in the series as they've won the last two contests. Now time for a drive around the league. It's presented by Easy Go, and here is the Carolina League rundown for tonight. In the second inning, currently Lynchburg and Kannapolis are tied at zero. That is at the Bank of James Stadium in Lynchburg. At 7 o'clock, Fayetteville is at Down East. Carolina hosts Columbia. Mudcats walked off the Fireflies yesterday. Fredericksburg against Delmarva. Myrtle Beach is at Charleston. River Dogs came back to walk off the Pelicans. A walk-off win by Shane Sasaki as he dropped a single in the center to score two and win it in extras for Charleston. Certainly important implications tonight for Augusta, certainly facing the brink of elimination. Their elimination number is currently 2, so if they lose tonight and Charleston beats Myrtle Beach, Augusta will officially be eliminated from playoff contention with less than 10 games to go. In the Braves ranks today, the Major League Club is at home to face Miami. That game's at 7:20 at Truist Park. Rome hosts Greenville. The Drive have won the last two games of that series. J.J. Niekro will get the start tonight for Rome. Comes in with a 5.31 earned run average during his tenure with the Rome Braves. In AA, Mississippi is hosting Tennessee. And AAA, Gwinnett hosts Jacksonville. That's the AAA club of the Marlins. Ozzy Albies continues his rehab assignment with Atlanta with the AAA Stripers. We got more yet to come here on the On Deck Show, including the starting lineups that comes to you next here from SRP Park as we get you set for Game 4 of this series between the Green Jackets and Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Whenever you're ready, Grayson.
Serves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms of.
Game 4 coming up between the Green Jackets and Red Sox here from SRP Park. It is time to meet the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Salem Red Sox, managed by Luke Montz. Leading off tonight, center fielder Edinson Paulino. Mikey Romero bats second once again. He is the designated hitter. In the three spot, right fielder Eduardo Lopez. Chase Mydroth is the cleanup batter. He's at second base. Roberto Mexicano bats fifth. He's doing the catching tonight. In the sixth spot, left fielder Tyler Miller. Luis Ravello plays short tonight for the Red Sox. He is batting seventh. In the eighth spot, First baseman, John Frank Salazar. And batting ninth, third baseman, Abram Liendo. Again for the Red Sox, Paulino, Romero, Lopez, Maidroth, Mexicano, Miller, Ravelo, Salazar, Liendo. Starting pitcher for Salem is right-hander Nathaniel Cruz. Second start for him on the season with Salem. This will be appearance number 7 for him with the Red Sox. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, managed by Nestor Perez. Here is their starting lineup tonight. Leading off, center fielder Caden Morton, I beg your pardon. Batting second is the shortstop, E.J. Exposito. Batting third, catching, Drake Baldwin. David McKay bats cleanup. He's at third base. Batting fifth, first baseman, Justin Janis. Kevin Kilpatrick is in the sixth spot. He is in center field. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Makai Backstrom. Francisco Floyd is at second base, batting eighth. And in the ninth spot, left fielder, Stephen Polini. One more time for Augusta. It's Morton, Exposito, Baldwin, McCabe, Janis, Kilpatrick, Backstrom, Floyd, and Polini. Starting pitcher tonight for Augusta is the first-round pick by the Braves in July's draft, Owen Murphy, making his SRP Park debut, second start overall. Tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Chad Patterson, and on the base paths is Elliot Melton. One final break for us here from SRP Park when we return on Game 4, Green Jackets, Red Sox, here from North Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening.
at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks. Bringing IT together.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We are ready for some Friday, September baseball here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you live from North Augusta as Augusta continues their six-game series against the Salem Red Sox. It's game number 4 with the Red Sox winning the last 2 games here. Augusta looking to get back on the winning track, and they'll send the Atlanta Braves first-round draft selection from 2022's draft in Owen Murphy. He'll make his first home start, second overall with Augusta. Right-hander from Riverside Brookfield High School in Illinois, right around Chicago, gets the call for the Braves affiliate here today, wearing the red uniforms on this Braves BuzzFest Friday. Tremendous two-way player coming from Illinois. He will get the call today against this lineup for the Salem Red Sox, set up by manager Luke Montz. Edinson Paulino back in the leadoff spot. Mikey Romero back second with Eduardo Lopez in the three hole. Chase Mydrith, Roberto Mexicano, and Tyler Miller of the middle third. Luis Ravello, John Frank Salazar, and Abram Liendo round out the order for the Red Sox. Defense for Augusta tonight. Stephen Pelini's in left field. Kevin Kilpatrick's the center fielder with Caden Morton in right. Infield from third to first. David McCabe, E.J. Exposito, Francisco Floyd, and Justin Janis. The catcher tonight for Augusta, third-round draft selection in Drake Baldwin. He'll be catching his first-round pick here tonight for the second time. Did so as well back on Friday last week when Murphy made his Augusta debut against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Mentioned it just a while ago, the Green Jackets are in their Braves red uniforms tonight. Red uniforms with the blue numbers lettering, white trim with the navy blue ball caps, red brim, white pants. Red Sox in the road, navy blues, red numbers lettering with the white trim, gray pants, and navy blue ball caps. Umpires for tonight, Chad Patterson is behind home plate. He calls the balls and strikes. Elliot Melton is on the base paths. And what is a beautiful September night for baseball, about 77 degrees right now, not any humidity whatsoever. Little light breeze, but that is all. Had a little rain earlier around 5 o'clock or so. And now we are all settled for a baseball game. Augusta looking to get back on track in this series. A couple late rallies the last two nights for Salem. Pro faulted them to a series advantage. Winning 10-5 yesterday. Murphy finishes up his warm-up tosses. Now we are just about set for some baseball here from SRP Park. Green Jackets and Red Sox. As Edinson Paulino makes his way to the box. As he'll get the first at-bat against Atlanta Braves right-hander. First round pick. And Owen Murphy making his home debut, the 20th overall selection. It's an Edinson Paulino. He bats from the left-hand side. As Murphy comes set, the right-hander kicks, throws, and he shows bunt, pull back, took a strike, and off we go. Try to bunt for a hit. Right underway tonight at 7:07 local time here in the Eastern Time Zone. Right along the Savannah River at SRP Park. Final Friday home game as the 0-1 pitch is tomahawk back into the wire. And it's nothing in two. On a homestand of the regular season for Augusta, they do come into this game tonight. In terms of playoff positioning, possibly on the brink of elimination, a loss and a Charleston win tonight would eliminate them from playoff contention. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, knocked down by Baldwin. One ball and two strikes. Going to be a tall task to make the postseason, but to live for another day, Augusta does have to win tonight. As Charleston walked off Myrtle Beach yesterday in 10 innings, Shane Sasaki had the walk-off hit. That's looking to sell the ship here against the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, a swing, another foul as Paulino sends one out of play. Right back behind home. Paulino had yesterday off for Salem, but was an integral part of their comeback back on Wednesday night. Hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the ninth inning to break then a 4-4 tie. 1-2 pitch, a check swing laid off, one down and in as he curved in a slider down over the shoot tops. 2-2. Murphy's got some big-time stuff. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Threw a lot of fastball curves in his last start against the Pelicans a week ago tonight. 2-2 pitch is high, missed with a fastball at 93, and that will fill up the count to Paulino, who has worked him for a long at-bat to start the night. Next pitch coming from Murphy will be number 8. Right-hander trying to come back to beat Paulino. Little pull shift on for him. 3-2 pitch is up and away, and that's a leadoff walk to Edinson Paulino. Earned that base on balls as he fouled off several pitches. Leadoff man is on for Salem to start off the ball game.
Designated hitter number 8, Mikey Romero.
And now brings up an early showdown here from SRP Park. First round pick of the Braves against the first for the Red Sox. Murphy against Mikey Romero, 24th overall selection by Boston. As he'll bat from the left side, Murphy going to try and get a double play on him as they pinch it up the middle between Exposito and Floyd, the shortened second baseman. There goes Paulino. Pitch is a strike. Throw down by Baldwin. He's on the bag, but a little bit late. As Edinson Paulino takes off on the very first pitch, steals the bag, and is now in scoring position. First pitch was a strike to Romero right on the inside corner. Now eliminates that conventional double play opportunity. Paulino has his 26th steal of the year. That is the best amongst active Red Sox. Team that is very efficient stealing bags this year. As the 1-0-1 pitch is fouled off the mitt of Drake Baldwin. And the count is 0-2. That steal by Paulino there, 177th of the year. The most impressive part about it, about Luke Mounts' club and the way they run the bases, they've only been caught 30 times, which is a phenomenal mark considering we are in September. The season started 5 months ago. 0-2 pitch. A high fastball. Marrero laid off at 95 for Murphy. 1-2. Marrero had a nice day yesterday as Salem won the game 10-5. They out-hit Augusta 10-3, and there are a lot of walks early on for Augusta as Murphy will step off. Reset the gears here. 1-2. The DH for Salem. And Edinson Paulino at second base. Nobody out here in the first. 1-2 pitch. A check swing in the dirt. Baldwin blocks it. They do a PO down the base path. He didn't go. Says Elliot Melton, 2-2. And a couple nice at-bats early on from Salem. Edinson Paulino, a long 8-pitch battle. Worked a walk against Murphy. And now Romero's taking it to a 2-2 count. Went down 0-2 early. Has laid off a pair in the dirt. Infield creeps in a few steps. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball slapped into the air. Foul. Third base side. David McCabe will give it a look, but it will reach the seats up into the second level. Range 2-2. Now Merrill gave up Murphy gave up a leadoff hit in his first batter last week in Myrtle Beach. Kevin Alcantara had a single up the middle against him, but left him out there. Struck out the side in his second inning of work. Pelicans got a run on him with a double right before he departed, but otherwise a lot of encouraging signs for Owen Murphy in his first start in single A. Has made three overall. 2-2 pitch is fouled back into the wire, and we'll try it again. As Romero has worked in Murphy for a good at-bat, he's fouled off two in a row. Three in total in this at-bat. And two short starts in the Florida Complex League did not give up a run in either one of them on the Braves Florida team down in Northport. 2-2. It's down and in. And the count goes to 3-2. Pitch number 15 coming up for Murphy. Just a second batter. And tip of the cap to the Red Sox. These aren't bad pitches by Murphy. Good waste ones, as they like to say. Try and get the chase on those ones. But Red Sox have laid off of them. The one that have been the strike zone. Paulino's fouled off. Romero's fouled it off. And now he's got a full boat. Murphy deals the 3-2 pitch. And he just missed outside. Right above the belt. Back-to-back walks for the Red Sox here in the first inning to start the night. And a pair of long battles.
Now batting right fielder, number 15.
8 pitches to Paulino, 7 to Romero. First two are on, nobody out for Eduardo Lopez. And that brings Mike Steed out to the mound early for a chat. Almost the inverse of what we saw happen back last weekend in Myrtle Beach for both him and J.R. Ritchie, the second selection, who is slated to start tomorrow. Both of them saw a lot of earlier swings. Ritchie, in particular, against the Pelicans, didn't see as many foul-offs. As a result, Murphy covered 2 2/3, right around 40 pitches. Ritchie covered 4 in 36 throws. And the Red Sox, a much different approach this time around, as they have fouled off several pitches. As a result, they've worked 2 free passes. Murphy now back in a double play opportunity, first and second, nobody out for Eduardo Lopez. As the pitch to him is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Got a good cut on a fastball in 93. Into that early danger zone territory. Murphy not in a terrible spot. 16 pitches in the inning, but it's his third batter. Still looking for his first out. Likely going to be a shorter one for him again, being just a young 18-year-old arm. Don't want to push him too far. A 1 pitch, breaking ball, just misses the outside corner. Try to use the back door on the curve. Good location, didn't miss by a ton. 1-1. A guy who was also, in addition to a fantastic pitcher, he threw 6 no-hitters. And his last high school season had a couple perfect games as well, as the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And now it is 1-2. In addition to being an excellent pitcher, he threw 4 no-hitters, 2 perfect games, not 6 of them. But 58 and a third innings, he struck out 137 batters in his last high school season. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and there's a strikeout. wins the battle with Lopez rather quickly as he gets him on four pitches. And Lopez strikes out for out number one. Some early action in the bullpen for Augusta just in case of that pitch count. As Starlin Rodriguez has begun playing catch. A big out for Murphy, and now a double play can get him through the scene as he faces Chase Meidrith. Fourth round selection by Boston in July's draft. Having a nice series here as the first pitch to him is popped up foul out of play just to our right. That's 0-1. Meidrith had a good game yesterday, was not retired in any of his five plate appearances. Had three hits, two walks, with one of those knocks being a home run. His third as a member of Salem. Had a scorcher over the left field wall against Ranieri Rodriguez. Paulino has a huge jump. He's going to have third easily as they'll let him take it. The trail runner moves up as well. Up to second base goes Romero as the pitch is a strike. A curveball right down the middle. Meidrith saw Paulino have a huge jump. By the time Murphy got rid of it out of his hand, he was pretty much there. So Meidrith took the pitch. Fortunately for Murphy, he threw him a strike. Tailing into second was Romero, who didn't have nearly as good of a jump, but he saw it developing and took off anyway. And now Murphy looking for another strikeout. Infield is back. Count is 0-2. Here it comes. And it's down and away. That's with a slider. 1-2. But this is where Murphy can really help himself. And a strikeout opens up that avenue where an out anywhere gets him through a scoreless first inning. Pitch number 23 coming up in the first for Owen Murphy. 1-2. A shot into right center. This one's going to plug the gap and get towards the wall. Paulino will score. Romero right behind him. And into second base goes Chase Meidrith. And it's 2-0 Salem here in the top of the first. Smoked that one into the right center gap right in between Morton and Kilpatrick. Didn't get all the way to the wall, but plenty deep into the alley to get both the runners home. And that's where that double steal really comes back to help the Red Sox. Would have gotten the one for sure. Not so confident as much that Romero would have scored from first on that. And because he was at second, he scores with relative ease. And Chase Meidrith has two more RBIs. Make it 2-0 Red Sox here in the first. And now it's Roberto Mexicano. First pitch to him is a bender a little bit down and away. Murphy didn't miss by much. One ball, no strikes. A lot of tip of the cap at bats for Salem. And you go back to Meidrith, who just had a double. Did that on a 1-2 pitch. 1-0 is outside. And a fastball from Murphy. Two balls, no strikes. Now, when you're putting up patient at bats, which Salem is here in this first inning, and forces a pitcher like Owen, who's trying to maybe get a little bit more of the plate. Not work those corners as much to try to make sure he's throwing strikes and those pitches become a lot more hittable. 2-0 pitch. That one is a little wide. Again, not by much. Right off the outside, about belt high. And that's 3-0 to Mexicano as Rodriguez continues to loose it in Augusta's pen up along left field. Murphy in trouble, possibly his third walk of the inning. Two are in on the double. Chase Meidrith. 3-0. Is outside. That's a walk to Mexicano on four pitches. Tried to go outside to him and couldn't land it on the edge. And once again, it's first and second. One out for Tyler Miller. Red Sox scoring the first inning yesterday. Had a ground out. Roman Anthony, who's not in the lineup today. And Augusta, for a good portion of yesterday, worked with the lead up 5-2 entering the later innings, but eight unanswered by Salem. Ended up winning them the contest 10-5. Only had two base runners in the final half of the game as the pitch to Miller comes inside. And it's 1-0. That's where you start to wonder a little bit about fatigue for Murphy as he comes up on that 30-pitch danger zone spot. That's typically the spot for a young pitcher like him at this level when you contemplate a change. Don't want to throw too many pitches in a single inning. Especially for an 18-year-old. 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Miller. 1-1. Mike Steed, the pitching coach for Augusta, along with others who have told me over the years that throwing 30, 35 pitches, sometimes even 40, most teams don't let it get that far, but that many in one inning compared to maybe 100 over seven is a lot more dangerous. It's a lot more stress on your arm in a short amount of time. Break-even pitch, breaking ball, lands for strike two as he comes in on him. Nice little hook by Murphy, 1-2. That's why you see so many pitch limits on hurlers these days. You don't want them to go too far. Typically, 100 is that number for major leaguers. Typically, a little smaller than that at the single A level, around 80 or so. 1-2 pitch, bouncing ball towards first. It's off the backhanded pick a tap of Justin Jass. They're going to send home Mydrith. Exposito comes up throwing. That throw is going to be a little bit late. As Mydrith never stopped running, he scores from second base as the Red Sox have upped their lead to 3-0. A tough backhanded attempt by Jass, who was moving to his right. Had to stick that glove out across to try and stop, and it bounced off the heel. Trickled through the infield, and Mydrith, who got the go sign from Luke Montz over at third, able to score on a close play at home. And it's 3-0, and it will be the end of the road for Owen Murphy, right at 30 pitches. As Nestor Perez will take the ball from him, not the home debut that Murphy was looking for. Now Sterling Rodriguez will come in for him. It's 3-0 Salem on a couple of hits here in the first. First and second, one out as Murphy departs, shaking his head a little bit. He'll have better days, very much sure of that. We'll set up the new pitcher for you in just a moment on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Augusta here in the top of the first, one out in the inning as Rodriguez enters for Owen Murphy, who had a tough home debut, but again, he'll have better days, I'm sure of that. He's a hardworking kid. Great stuff showcased last week in Myrtle Beach, just an early bump in the road as the Red Sox get three on him in the first on a couple of hits and three walks. Rodriguez will take over for his 29th appearance of the year. 56 strikeouts, 58 innings for Sterling. Had a save last week in Myrtle Beach. He will come in to face Luis Ravello. Situation for the Red Sox, first and second. On the total of one out in the inning. That was a strikeout of Eduardo Lopez. And just one out on 30 pitches for Murphy. And a lot of pitches that were close to the zone, just not called for strikes, as a pitch clock violation will be called on Rodriguez before he dials up his first pitch. It's always that first one out of the bullpen, especially in the middle of an inning, that can get a lot of pitchers. So he'll start down 1-0. As Luis Ravello bats, 1-0 to him is a strike as he spins in a hook. One ball, one strike. Ravello had the biggest swing of the net yesterday for the Red Sox at a go-ahead grand slam in the eighth inning off Darlene Florentino. That broke a 5-5 tie. Break-even pitch, a liner to right. This one will drop in for a hit. Morton gets to it on a bounce, and they will hold the runner at third. And Mexicano, he'll stop there as Morton gets it in quickly, and the bases are going to be loaded for John Frank Salazar. So Ravello continues his nice little roll at the plate. Rodriguez and the Green Jackets, an early jam here in the first inning. Down 3-0. And a chance for the Red Sox for a big crooked number. Three are already in. Rodriguez, a double play ball, can get him through this mess with just the three runs in. Got a long way to go yet. Nowhere close to the finish line. Augusta still has to come up and bat for the first time. Salazar bats for the first time tonight as he's out in front of a changeup from Estarlin, 1-0, or 0-1, I beg your pardon. Now Rodriguez, when he picked up his save last week in Myrtle Beach, got a key double play ball. That was in Thursday's game against the Pelicans. A 1 pitch is outside with a slider. It's 1-1. And he came in for Darlene Florentino in the ninth inning and picked up an early bases loaded situation with one out. At that juncture, tying run was at second, winning run at first, but he got a double play ball off the bat of Juan Moore to end the game. Help Augusta survive a near comeback by Myrtle Beach. 1-1 pitch, check swing just outside as Rodriguez didn't miss by a ton with his fastball. 2-1. And Rodriguez working a big spot here. Red Sox looking for a huge first inning. Number 8 batter at the plate. 2-1 pitch is high. And the count is now 3-1 to Salazar. Last four Red Sox have reached. Two walks. I should say three hits and a walk. A double and two singles. Rodriguez down 3-1. Here's the pitch. And it is right in there. Zips in a fastball. And the count is full to Salazar. And Rodriguez is one pitch away, perhaps, from getting through this thing if he can get one on the ground from Salazar. Green Jackets looking to turn it up the middle. Infield is back. 3-2 pitch. He got him. Swung through the heater at 94, and Rodriguez comes back from 3-1 the count to strike out Salazar for out number two. Now it's Abram Liendo at the base. It's still loaded, but now two outs. As Liendo bats from the left side, a switch hitter for the Red Sox. An even lineup card for them tonight. First pitch is just outside to Liendo, who came in defensively yesterday for Briner Bonassi, who left the game in the middle part of it with an injury, it appeared. Don't want to speculate, of course. Liendo came in for him, finished the night, did reach base once. 1-0 pitch is a little low. And Rodriguez down 2-0 to Auburn Liendo. And Sam looks to jump out in front early. They're already up by three. Got three more standing out there. 2-0. Breaking ball up and away. Rodriguez lost the grip of it. And that will make it a 3-0 count to Liendo with Edinson and Paulino. Top of yours hit the hit for a second time. Red Sox batting around here in the first. 3-0 pitch is on the inside corner. Turned him out of there, but just caught the inside part. As Rodriguez looks to battle back once again. Over 40 pitches here in the first inning for the Green Jacket Hurlers. Owen Murphy through 30. Number 12 coming up for Rodriguez. 3-1. Is just off the outside corner above the belt, and that's a bases loaded walk, and the lead is now 4-0 for the Red Sox. Mexicano will score from third, and RBI the easy way for Abram Liendo. And now top of the order gets a second crack this inning. Edinson Paulino will bat for the second time. 10th man to come up for Salem. Start of the night with a 7-pitch walk, or an 8-pitch walk rather, against Owen Murphy. First pitch to Paulino is good for a strike. Works the slider to the inside corner. That's Rodriguez up in the count against Paulino. Big time run producer, 11 homers, 58 driven in for the center fielder. He's played the infield the first few nights here. 0-1, a swing and a foul back. Left a breaking ball up high, but Paulino unable to get around to it. And it's 0-2. And now Rodriguez in the driver's seat here. Red Sox with a big grand slam last night, looking for a one in consecutive nights. 0-2. All runners get their leads. Infield back with a slight pull on for Paulino. 0-2 pitch outside, snagged by Baldwin. And it's 1-2. And now it's just about surviving the first inning for Augusta. Down 4-0. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez deals, and he missed high again. 93 on the gas, 2-2. Puts Paulino back in a hitter-friendly count of 2-2. And Rodriguez, a guy who might get some longer relief today as he's able to get things going here. 2-2. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Baldwin, and that will fill up the count. As Rodriguez now coming up on 20 pitches here in the first inning. And Rodriguez just walked one in, trying to avoid a second. Another payoff pitch coming from Rodriguez to Edinson Paulino. Here it comes. And a shot to deep right field. Morton gets back, turns around, and it is gone. A grand slam for Edinson Paulino, and it's 8-0 Salem here in the top of the first. Consecutive nights with a grand slam from Salem. Yesterday, it was Luis Lorello. This time, it's Paulino, his 12th homer. And the Red Sox prospects gives Augusta a huge deficit here tonight.
Designated hitter number 8, Mikey Romero.
Certainly not the way Augusta wanted this game to start tonight. A lot of work to do, but still plenty of time. As Paulino on a 3-2 pitch sends one out to deep right. First pitch is hammered into right by Mikey Romero. Inning will continue. A couple of hard hit balls by Paulino and Romero as he jumped on the first pitch. And Mike Steed is coming back out of the dugout for Augusta. Another mound trip for him. Certainly not something he was looking forward to here in this first, second time he's had to come out to the mound. As this game has already now started to get a little out of hand. 8 runs are in for Sim on 5 hits here in the first inning. Augusta has yet to bat. On 5 hits. Also 4 walks in this inning for Salem. As a result, 8 runs have scored. The mound meeting is over. Now it just becomes one of those things for Rodriguez just looking to throw strikes and play the outcomes as they come and hopefully get a little momentum for the offense. He doesn't need to get every single run back at once, but a methodical approach tonight is necessary for Augusta to try and climb back in this one. Final Friday home game of the year. First pitch is in the dirt to Eduardo Lopez, and it's 1-0. And if there is a positive thing for Augusta, they have been swinging the bats very well. Yesterday, just 3 hits, but did have 9 walks. And averaging about 7.5 runs per game over the last month plus. 1-0 pitch, a foul back and out of play by Lopez. As he goes upstairs from a fastball from a Starlin. A couple strikeouts for the Red Sox hitters. Otherwise, everybody else has reached here in this inning. Break-even pitch is high, and it's 2-1. And that right there has kind of been what has propelled Salem to this big inning. They have not chased any bad pitches. They have made the Red Sox, or the Augusta Hurlers, come to them as the 2-1 pitch is ground to second. This should end the inning. Francisco Floyd's up with it. Soft toss to first. And that will indeed end the first inning to play. But some big early damage from the Red Sox. They score 8 runs on 5 hits with a grand slam from Edinson Paulino being the biggest knock of the frame. It's 8-0 Salem. Bottom of the first coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks.
bringing IT together.
Red Sox have an 8-0 lead as we play in the bottom of the first. A huge top half of the inning to start the night. 12 come to the plate. 8-run score on 5 hits with 4 walks. As the pitcher for the Red Sox now takes the mound, Nathaniel Cruz, 19-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, making his second start with the Red Sox. Began the year in Fort Myers, now with a complex team. 6 appearances, 1 start for Salem, 13 innings, 11 strikeouts, and 9 walks. Here's the lineup for Augusta. They will send up here tonight. Caden Morton will get it started, followed by E.J. Exposito and Drake Baldwin. David McCabe, Justin Janis, Kevin Kilpatrick in the middle. Makai Backstrom, Francisco Floyd, Stephen Pelini complete the lineup. Or Nestor Perez as Augusta Green Jackets who find themselves in a steep hole early. Now plenty of time to make up some ground. First pitch to Caden Morton. A check swing from Cruz. They asked down at first. He did not go. More of a defensive check swing as he worked him inside. 1-0, no strikes. Morton back in the lineup today. Had last night off. Up in the leadoff spot. 1-0 pitch is off the outside corner. 2-0. Big fastball slider combo from Cruz. Well, mid-90s fastballs to start off his night. 2-0 to Morton. Here's the pitch. A foul back right over the top of us here in the press box. 2-1. And during that in-between inning mark for Augusta coming back into the dugout, a lot of taps on the shoulders of Owen Murphy saying, "We got you." Tough nights happen to everybody in baseball. It's a long game, and there's a lot that goes into it as the 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Pinned there at 94 by Cruz, 2-2. And for a young man like Murphy, who big-time prospect, number 5 in the Atlanta system after being drafted, there's a lot on his shoulders, and the last thing you want is that confidence to get down, but a good bunch of teammates to pick him up. See if the offense can help him out. 2-2 pitch is fouled back again by Caden. That's 2-2. Now the Red Sox got 5 of the 8 runs on him in that inning. And there was a lot of close calls. I mean, with the strike zone, working those edges. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. But, again, there's still a lot to be encouraged with in that short time. With the 2-2 pitch is struck in the air to right. Charging in near the line is the right fielder, and it will be caught out there by Lopez as he made the catch in foul ground for out number 1. Maybe the rest of the defense now for the Salem Red Sox. Tyler Miller is the left fielder today with Edinson Polino, who just hit the grand slam in center. Eduardo Lopez just had the catch in right field. Third to first on the infield, Abram Liendo. Over at third base, the shortstop is Luis Ravello. Madras at second base. At first is John Frank Salazar. And Roberto Mexicano lays the signs tonight. As the first pitch is outside on a bit of a cutter that time by the right-hander and Cruz, 1-0. E.J. Exposito at the plate for Augusta, trailing 8-0 here in the bottom of the first. As Cruz rocks back, 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner this time. Irks the edge at 93, 1-1, 1-1. Got a good crowd on hand here today, final Friday home game. We're running out of time if you are in the neighborhood, and only 2 more games following tonight. Saturday and Sunday, and break-even pitch is low in the dirt. Threw a curveball that time, and it's 2-1. 6:05 starts on Saturday and Sunday. Got some fireworks here on Sunday night. Live music before both games. 2-1 is down and away. 3-1. Also got Hall of Fame night tomorrow. Green Jackets add a 10th member into their Hall of Fame. You'll want to see who that is tomorrow. Man who certainly had a good run here with the Green Jackets about 10 years ago. And that's your hint for you. 3-1 is on the outside corner. 3-2. As Exposito has a full boat against Nathaniel Cruz. Threw 6 pitches in his opening battle to Caden Morton. Got him to fly out to right. And now 3-2 to Exposito. A swing and a foul back into the wire. Now we'll give her another shot. 3 balls and 2 strikes. But September baseball this time around, can't be upset. Humidity's pretty much gone. A little bit cooler weather right in that sweet spot. 3-2. A swing and a fly ball into right center field. Charging in is Paulino, and he will run it down. As he was converging with Lopez and Mydrith, he makes the catch on the run as he snags it. And there are 2 away on a pair of flyouts. And now a two-way for Drake Baldwin. Baldwin back in the lineup for the first time since Tuesday. Antonio Barranca did the catch in the last couple of nights. Righty lefty, first pitch to Baldwin, works inside as he misses. And a slight cut fastball that time from the right-hander and Nathaniel Cruz. Just 19 years of age, pretty relatively young roster for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch, a bouncing ball fouled on the first base side. One ball, one strike. In terms of overall record, Salem one back of Augusta. They're 62-60 entering tonight. Augusta is 63-59. Red Sox team just short of making the playoffs last season as the 1-1 pitch is spiked in the dirt and behind Baldwin. Lost the grip on it, 2-1. Last year, the Red Sox were heading to the final week of the season, a good spot to make the postseason, but then down east got right by them in that final week, picked up that North Division playoff spot, and eventually lost to Charleston in five games in the Carolina League title game. As the 2-1 pitch is a saw job into third, this will be playable and caught near the outfield grass by Liendo. Inning is over. Green Jackets go down in three as Nathaniel Cruz gets a pair of fly ball outs. We head to the top of the second. It's the Red Sox 8. Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Here from SRP Park, it's an 8-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox after the 8-run top of the first that featured a grand slam from Edinson Paulino. Starlin Rodriguez looking for a sell down second, working his first full inning. Coming in for the starter Owen Murphy during that first inning. As Chase Mindrath will lead it off for the Red Sox. That's on the right-hand side. Rodriguez's first pitch is down and in as he missed with a changeup. Hydreth had an RBI double in his last at-bat. Matter of fact, a two-run double, I should say. And he struck one in the right center gap. 1-0 pitch is good for a strike. Right along the outside corner, the right-handed hitting Mydrith. Red Sox with three righties, three lefties, three switch hitters in there tonight. Break-even pitch, a wave and a miss. I'm out in front of a good slider that time from Rodriguez. Ball and two strikes as Mydrith will call for time. And Rodriguez in that last frame did walk home a run and then was the receiving end of that grand slam. Now three of the eight runs in the first as the 1-2 pitch is just off the outside corner right at the belt. Not off by a lot, 2-2. Mydrith now with nine RBIs in a Red Sox uniform with three home runs, including one yesterday. 2-2 pitch is muscled into right center field. It's falling fast, and it'll be run down by Caden Morton. Got an excellent jump on it, able to catch the little flare. On away here in the top of the second for Salem.
Catcher number 13, Roberto Mexicano.
And now Roberto Mexicano. Bases are empty. And Hikano had one of the four Salem walks back in the first inning. That was also a big part of their formula. First pitch to Mexicano is hit in the air, foul towards first. This one will reach the seats. That's nothing to one. Walks have been a big part of the success for Augusta lately. They drew 9 walks yesterday. Most of them came in the first half of the contest against the first two pitchers they saw. As the 0-1 pitch is off the outside corner, 1-1. And then Brian Lucas entered the game for Salem and really settled things down and only gave up 2 base runners across his 4 innings. Green Jackets only put those 2 men aboard from the 4th inning on as that one is slow rolled up the middle. Floyd is there behind second. He'll toss it behind the bag. And they'll get Mexicano, 2 up and 2 down. Just slipped by the mound, but Francisco Floyd in plenty of shape to go grab that one. 2 gone, bases empty for Tyler Miller. 8-0 Red Sox here in the top of the 2nd inning. As Miller bats as a left-hander, one of the 3 true lefties in there. As the pitch to him is bounced to second. This will be a nice easy 1-2-3 inning. Floyd's there, tosses to first, and that is the inning. A fly to right and a couple bouncers to second, and we are through an inning and a half now from SRP Park. It is Salem 8, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Spouts back with you from SRP Park. Red Sox 8, Green Jackets nothing here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. As the Green Jackets looking to stir up a little bit of a Friday night comeback here. Got a long way to go. Tall task, no doubt. And still plenty of baseball to be played. Middle of the 3rd comes up for the Green Jackets. Beginning with David McCabe. Certified run producer. Bats from the left-hand side. 2nd inning for Nathaniel Cruz. First pitch to him is lined to left. It's snagged out of the air by the shortstop, Luis Ravello. Took away a rocket hit by McCabe, who tips his cap a little bit towards the shortstop for Salem as Ravello got to the spot, jumped, and snagged it out of midair. And that's a tough luck out for McCabe. All 4 Green Jackets out to this point have been caught in the air. And now Justin Janis, 4 up, 4 down for Cruz to start the ninth. The pitch to Janis is slapped back into the wire. And it's 0-1. That's the definition of a tough luck knock right there. All right, tough luck out, better worded. You can't hit that one much harder than McCabe just did, but right at a defender as the 0-1 pitch is too low. 1-1. But those are the kind of hits that will stick. I've promised you that much. Scouts, managers, general managers, they all like to see that. 1-1 pitch is down and away, 2-1. And it goes back to something Cal Conley told me way back earlier in the year, who is now playing with Rome and has turned himself into a really good prospect since moving up. Was certainly one here, no question. Unable to overcome a slow start and has been a prolific bat in Rome's offense. As a 2-1 pitch is outside, now 3-1. They told me back early in the year he was hitting the ball hard, not getting the results he was looking for, batted under 200 in the month of April, but the way he was hitting it, he knew it was going to turn around for him. And that has been the case. He really finished strong here, earned the promotion to Rome, and has been one of their top bats. As the 3-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Janis chases one down low. That's 3-2. And when you hit the ball consistently hard like a guy, David McCabe, good example of that, that's something that sticks. And it will live on for baseball in your career for a while. It's 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss as Cruz strikes out Janis. A foul tip that was caught by the catcher, Mexicano, and there are two gone. First K tonight for the Salem starter. And now Kevin Kilpatrick, but the base is empty. Eight nothing lead for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the second inning. Kilpatrick bats on the right side. First pitch to him is in the dirt. This is with a slider, 1-0 the count. An opportunity for Kilpatrick to try and get that bat hot. He's been very good at the plate for Augusta upon his arrival, but the Red Sox have handled him well this week. Has yet to collect a hit, but he's reached base several times as the 1-0 pitch is just a bit outside. 2-0 the count. Now Kilpatrick put together a strong resume last week in Myrtle Beach where you could argue for a Carolina League Player of the Week, but if it wasn't for what T.J. White did in Fredericksburg, might have a stronger argument. The 2-0 pitch is just off the inside corner, 3-0. Don't have White's numbers in front of me, but he hit over 500 with, I want to say, four home runs. That'll do it. Kilpatrick, very much a Player of the Week worthy series in Myrtle Beach. 3-0 is right down the chute. Kilpatrick took all the way, and it's 3-1. The guy looks like he's been a good find by Atlanta here early on. Have a 17th round pick. College of Central Florida as the 3-1 is bounced up the middle. Knocked down again by Ravello, but he can't get out of his glove. Spiked it off the mound, and as a result, slowed it down. Gave Ravello a chance. He showed off his nice hands once again. But had glue in his glove, just couldn't get the ball out of there. And Kilpatrick will have an infield hit. That was another rocket ball that nearly resulted in an out. That's the first hit of the series for Kilpatrick, first base runner for Augusta. And you knew he was due for one sooner rather than later. And now Mekhi Backstrom. Augusta down 8-0, trying to get a run or two here with two outs. Cruz's first pitch will drop down and away. One ball, no strikes. Backstrom in the designated hitter role tonight. 9 home runs, 45 driven in. Another nice day at the plate yesterday. Had one of the three hits. 1-0 pitch. A half swing could not hold up. Got crossed up on one. A low fastball from Nathaniel Cruz. One ball and one strike. Backstrom's the kind of guy who can give his team a jolt. Big time popping that bat. And he kind of puts the target inside. Break-even pitch is a pop-up. Near third base, it should stay playable. Charging over there, and it will be caught by the catcher in the on-deck area by Mexicano. Liendo was charging hard. Took a while for the catcher for Sim to find it. But eventually does, and that ends the inning. We've completed two here from SRP Park. It's 8-0 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Luis Ravel starts off the third for Salem. They have an 8-0 lead here in the fourth game of this series. They've won the last two nights here. Sterling Rodriguez back to the hill. First pitch to Ravel is fouled back into the netting. 0-1. Ravel talked about it in his first at bat. Had a grand slam yesterday. Red Sox now having consecutive games with Paulinos in the first. Ravel had a very nice play defensively in the last half inning as the pitch is down and in from Rodriguez. Ball and a strike. I took away what looked like a hit off the bat of David McCabe. I almost had another nice one against Kevin Kilpatrick. 1-1 pitch is a jam shot pop-up right behind the mound near second. Francisco Floyd's there to take command of it. Makes the catch with two hands, and Ravello is the first out of the inning. Rodriguez has now retired five straight. Four of those five outs have stayed in the infield. Now one gone, it is John Frank Salazar. Struck out against Rodriguez back in the first. Second go-around against him. First pitch is just a bit outside. Missed with a heater. 1-0 to Salazar. Batting 250 on the year. Just a 16th game with Salem. As a 1-0 pitch is low. 2-0 the count. Now Rodriguez starting to settle in a little bit. You're in that point where the pressure is not much as mounted as it was a few innings ago. As the 2-0 pitch is hit in the air to center. Easy fly ball for Kevin Kilpatrick, who's there. He's got it, and there are two gone. And the nice, easy contact Rodriguez is looking for. Six straight now retired, and it will be Abram Liendo.
Third baseman number six, Abram Liendo.
Right now, as Rodriguez works through what is now a second full inning on the mound, deficit is there, of course, and you're trying to keep it where it is. Not go down by much further as the pitch to Liendo is down and in to the left-handed bat. And it's kind of more of a stress-free environment that pitchers have told me before, whether you're up or down by a significant amount. As the 1-0 pitch, a check swing laid off a slider down and in, but they will ask it first, and he did go, says Liendo, or says Elliot Melton, so it's 1-1 to Liendo. When you're in this spot, you try and work on some things. You're more relaxed on the mound. Rodriguez came in a tough spot in the first as the break-even pitch is a little high and in, 2-1. And now you can settle into that groove, and it's never easy for any pitcher to come in at any juncture when you have two, three inherited base runners to pick up with more or less than two outs as the pitch is down and in over the shoot tops of Liendo on a spinner by Rodriguez, 3-1. Now you can get your rhythm. You feel a lot better about where you're at. 3-1 is outside, and Liendo will draw the walk. Second time he's worked the free pass from Rodriguez, and it will bring up Edinson Paulino.
Center fielder number 9, Edinson Paulino.
And his 12th home run in his last at-bat, and it was a grand one, sending one over the right field wall. First pitch to him here is a little down and in. Rodriguez didn't miss by much. 62 driven in now for Paulino. Active leader on the Red Sox. Got a couple of really good bats on their squad to start the year. Talked about Marcelo Meyer a couple of times, who is regarded as one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Red Sox picked him in the top five in 2021. Also had Blaze Jordan, that high school bat for him. Boston's farm system that started the year in Salem as the pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes to count. A farm system that's starting to get a little bit deeper for Boston. 2-0 pitch is down and in, 3-0. A team that looks like they are going to fall short of the postseason at the big league club. Kind of were in that stand pat moment at the deadline. They have a team that was certainly agreed upon is a competitive one as a 3-0 pitch is on the inside corner, 3-1. you're kind of in the middle, and that's always kind of a tough spot to be as an organization. You're not really in that fuller buyer's market, but you don't want to sell off the farm either, or sell off the major league club, rather. As the 3-1 pitch is on the inside corner again, counters full to Paulino. Kind of puts you in that no man's land. You're not going to look to rebuild when you have a roster that is somewhat on the precipice, and Boston made the ALCS last year. Runner goes on the 3-2 pitch, and Rodriguez just missed inside. Went to that inside corner, three straight pitches to Paulino, hit the first two, missed on that one. And he is out for the third time. Two aboard, two outs for Mikey Romero. And out comes Mike Seed again to talk with Starlin Rodriguez. His pitch count is now just shy of 40 as he works through his second full inning. He's thrown 2 1/3 at this point. That's what made this season a bit of a tricky one for Boston. There were sky-high expectations. Rays were probably the prohibited favorite coming into the year, but the Yankees have had a great season, although they have tailed off in the last month. Looks like they're still going to be a postseason team by plenty, but aren't running away with the American League as they once were. Houston surpassed them, and for a team like Boston, who's got a lot of talent on the roster, especially got some big bats, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, team that was very much thinking they were going to compete for a World Series this year after falling just short last year, got beat by Houston in the championship series. And just really never able to get it going, hovering around 500. First pitch to Mikey Romero is up and away, 1-0. What kind of makes matters worse is the American League East is arguably the toughest division in baseball. Yeah, the Yankees who are in first. Tampa's having a good year. That's no surprise to anybody. Toronto's right in the mix as a wild card. Surprise team is Baltimore, who is in the mix as the 1-0 pitch is shot into center. Kilpatrick on the run. He slides, and he can't get it. He kicks into right center. One run will score. They'll send home Paulino as the throw will come through to second. It's a two-run double for Mikey Romero, and the lead is now 10-0 for Salem. Almost a great catch by Kilpatrick. He slid to try and grab it. Can't blame him for it, considering the juncture of the game. Just unable to get it. Liendo and Paulino both score. And the lead has reached double digits early for the Red Sox at 10-0. And it will be Eduardo Lopez with Romero now at second base. He's reached all three times in his plate appearances with two hits and a walk. Two RBIs to his ledger. First pitch to Lopez is up and in. Boston sit in the bottom of the American League East. That is a surprise to a lot of people. Also, give credit to how well the Baltimore Orioles have been as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back, 1-1. Lopez looking to get on for the first time. He is 0-2. Him and John Frank Salazar are the only two Red Sox who have yet to reach base. Break-even pitch, a swing and foul caught by Baldwin. That's 1-2. Trying to work around just the two runs this inning is the Starlin Rodriguez. 1-2 to Lopez is down and away. Close pitch on a changeup. He's thrown that a handful of times. 2-2. Chase Meidrith do next if Lopez were to reach. 2-2 is too low. Rodriguez unable to finish him off, and the count will go full. I've seen a lot of full counts tonight. Lopez is the fifth for the Red Sox to have one on him. A liner into right center. Morton charges back after it, and this one will bounce to the wall. Kevin Kilpatrick will play it. In to score from second is Romero. Stopping at second, trading spots with him is Eduardo Lopez, and it's now 11-0 Red Sox. And they continue to hit the ball hard, especially with two strikes. As Lopez has his first hit, consecutive doubles by the Red Sox, and it is now an 11-0 game here in the third. And that will get some action going in the Green Jacket bullpen. A right-hander is just getting loose. Don't Third time through the order for Sale. Mydrith comes up 1-for-2. Four extra base hits on the night already for Sale on 7 total hits. First pitch to Mydrith is a strike as he twirls one to the outside corner, 0-1. 3 doubles and a homer. That bomb bringing in 4 runs for Salem back in the first. Capped off an 8-run inning. A 1 pitch is just a little wide. Missed away, and it's 1-1. 11 runs, 7 hits for Salem here in the top of the third. Green Jackets have 1 hit. Came off the bat of Kevin Kilpatrick in the last frame. Break-even pitch is down and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Is knee high, call the strike. As Rodriguez puts him on the outside corner, 2-2. As right-hander continues to get loose in the bullpen for Augusta. Looks like Juan Mateo getting down, ready to go. 2-2 pitch. A shot towards second on a hop right to Francisco Floyd. And this will retire the side as he flips it to first. Play is made, inning is over. But 3 more runs are in for the Red Sox, and we are through 2.5 from SRP Park. It's 11-0 Salem on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
It's stretched to 11-0 for the Red Sox here in the bottom half of the third. 8 in the first, 3 in the top of the third. The Jackets find themselves in a huge hole here tonight. Francisco Foy will come up and face Nathaniel Cruz, who has a lot of run support to work with tonight. Two walks and 2 doubles. Last inning for the Red Sox. Manufactures 3 more runs. Francisco Foy leads it off. First pitch misses just inside of the Green Jacket second baseman. Making his first start of the series. 2 homers, 19 driven in for Francisco. And nearly 2 months with the club. As the 1-0 pitch is a little away. 2-0. 30th game as a Green Jacket. Started the year down in Florida. Came up to the Green Jackets roster following the promotion of Cal Conley to the High A club in Rome. 2-0 pitch is smacked to deep left field, and this will get Augusta on the board. A solo blast by Francisco Floyd. His third home run makes it 11-1 as that one took off in a hurry. There's a start for you. Another hard one off the bat as Floyd rips one well over the wall and left. And it's 11-1 now here in the bottom of the third. See, that'll spark a little bit of momentum. A talked about earlier in the week about an exit velocity shot from Caden Morton and the first game of this series. That one in that same category. That one had little doubts about it, and it took off fast. First pitch to Pelini is in the dirt for a ball. That's 1-0. Now, Floyd has big-time power like that. Takes a lot of big cuts up there. But when he makes contact, that ball flies as the pitch is outside to Pelini. 2-0. Pitch. Pelini rips one deep to right field. This one's got a chance. Back to the wall goes Lopez, and it's back to back. Consecutive solo home runs by Francisco Floyd, and Stephen Pelini makes it 11-2 here in the bottom of the third. Gets the crowd back in this one. Home run number 7 for Pelini, and it will lead to a mound visit for Salem. Nick Green out to the mound, and we'll see if Caden Morton can make it 3 in a row. He's the team leader in home runs. He's got 11. See if he can provide a moment here. Augusta's pull within 9. Largest deficit, of course, was just 11, down 11-0. Back-to-back home runs by the Green Jackets here in the third inning. I'd have to do a lot of digging, but I believe that is the first time this year Augusta has gone back-to-back. We're in game 123. A lot happens over the course of these games. A back-to-back blast by Floyd and Pelini. Now it's Caden Morton. First pitch is a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. It's inside. 2 balls, no strikes. There is some action in the bullpen for Salem. Nathaniel Cruz in his outing so far with the Red Sox have all been relatively short. Young 19-year-old arm, longest outing with the Red Sox is 3. He's done that 3 times. 2-0 pitch is tapped foul by Morton, 2-1. Considering what's transpired in the last 2 at-bats for Augusta, you figure Morton might be going up there. You also consider the juncture of the game, Augusta being down by 9 currently. Still plenty of time for a comeback, but you think might be a home run cut here. 2-1 pitch is up and in, 3-1. At the same time, Morton's a very disciplined player, not going to try and force too much out there. Has a great natural skill set for the game. You see it defensively a lot, but that bat has been a focal point for him since the month of August began. 3-1. A swing and a high fly to the left. Will this one go to the wall? And it is gone. Back, two back, two back as Morton makes it 3 straight homers here in the third inning. Number 12 for Caden, and the bats are hot here in the third inning. Went up with a home run mindset, heads back to the dugout with his 12th on the season. And that's certainly worth the highlight. Kind of crossed up the left fielder, and Miller out there came in initially, kind of fooled me for a second like he might have a play, but had the sound to it as the pitch is outside to E.J. Exposito. How about a 4th in a row here? Got to be a franchise record if they do that right, as the 1-0 pitch is a strike down the middle on a curveball, 1-1. I don't think they keep track of that. 3 in a row, very impressive. First time I've seen that live. Break-even pitch is strike 2. Right on the outside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes the count to E.J. Exposito. First 3 men this inning, home runs. 1-2 pitch, a check swing, it's a call, strike 3. And that, unfortunately, will end the run of 3 consecutive home runs for Augusta. But nonetheless, they've got 3 straight homers, and they're within 8 runs. First out of the inning now for Nathaniel Cruz. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. And here is Drake Baldwin. First pitch to him is just off the outside corner, 1-0. But you feel a lot better about yourself after three straight homers, I'll tell you that much. Offensively, Augusta, you can see a lot more confidence in that dugout. I was the 1-0 is high, 2-0. And when you're down 11-0, it's tough to get those spirits up. But that dugout was alive and well, especially after the latest home run by Morton. 2-0 is down and in, 3-0. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Baldwin took all the way. 3-1 the count. Baldwin's a guy who's due for a home run, wouldn't you say? That's driven in two in this series back on Tuesday. That's got some big power for a catcher. 3-1 is a ball down and in. Lost him on five pitches. Baldwin is aboard. Base runner is aboard for David McCabe. As Nathaniel Cruz has had to really grind it out here in his third inning on the mound. Now up comes David McCabe. First pitch to McCabe will drop just off the outside corner, 1-0. McCabe hit a sharp screaming liner to shortstop last time out. And shortstop for the Red Sox. And Luis Ravello took a hit away from him on a nice defensive play. 1-0 is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. And Augusta's able to get, let's say, two more runs this inning. We still got very much a ball game here. Down by eight currently. That's what it was when this inning began. It's got to chip away a little at a time. 2-0. Is down and in. Three balls and no strikes to David McCabe. 20 RBIs for him in 19 games. McCabe in those 19 games has seven matchups this year where he has driven in at least two. Incredible stuff what he's doing at the plate. 3-0 pitch is down and in, and that's another walk for Nathaniel Cruz. And the beat goes on for Augusta. Back-to-back walks to Baldwin and McCabe, and that will be the end of the road for right-hander Nathaniel Cruz. As the skipper will take the baseball, back to the dugout goes Cruz. Augusta making it interesting. Back-to-back-to-back home runs. It's 11-3 here in the bottom of the third with two on and one out with Justin Janis coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
New pitcher for the Red Sox is right-hander Michael Valero, 23-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic. He is making his first appearance as a member of Salem. 17 prior appearances in the Complex League for Boston down in Fort Myers. He's going to get Justin Janis. It's an 11-3 game if you're just picking us up. Green Jackets down 11-0 entering this frame half. Back-to-back-to-back home runs to get back within eight. As Janis bounces one up the middle. Backhanded stop by Mydrith. Go to second for one. Relay to first will be an inning-ending double play. So just one pitch necessary for Valera. He gets to the inning, and that is how the inning will end for Augusta. But they do strike for three on consecutive home runs. Back-to-back-to-back they go. Floyd, Pelini, and Morton. And it's now 11-3 as we head to the fourth on the Green Jackets Baseball
Green
Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Pitch and change for Augusta, top half of the fourth. A lot of action here in the early going as Augusta trails 11-3. Juan Mateo will take over on the mound for Augusta. He is in for Starlin Rodriguez. As Mateo is set to work against Roberto Mexicano. First pitch is high, and the count is 1-0. For Mateo, he is making his second team-high appearance. 32nd time on the mound. 1-0 pitch is fouled away to the right side as Mexicano sprays one in the seats. One ball, one strike. Only Rob Griswold has appeared in more contests than Mateo has. He's got 36, number 31 or 32 for Mateo. Break even pitch is grounded towards second. Francisco Floyd will pick it up on a back hop. Nice routine play. And Mexicano is the first out of the Salem fourth. Another 4-3 put out. A lot of those for Francisco Floyd tonight. Has put away five batters for Salem. 5-4-3 putouts. Also has a pop fly catch in the infield. Oh, it's down in this assist for Floyd. Here's Tyler Miller against Mateo. First pitch to the lefty is ripped to second again. This is another shot for Francisco Floyd. He's doing some good fielding work tonight. Another 4-3 putout. Too quickly gone here in the inning. He is gobbling up the ground balls in his direction here tonight. 2 gone for Luis Ravello. Looking sharp out there. First pitch to Ravello is down and in from the flame-throwing Mateo as he missed at 97. Ravello batting for the third time. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 96. One ball, one strike. Full shift on for Ravello. Green Jackets being out, hit 7-4, but unfortunately trail 11-3. Break even pitch is outside, 2-1. Mateo looking for a three batter frame. Coming in for Starlin Rodriguez, who ate up 2 2/3 on the mound. 2-1 pitch is popped up foul, third base side. McCabe will charge after it, and he is out of room by about 5 rows. And that will keep it at a 2-2 count.
Fans, we want biscuits. We want biscuits.
At the very least, Juan Mateo trying to deliver biscuits for the fans. Got to get a strikeout, though. Always something on the line, even a game that's currently lopsided. 2-2. And it's up and away, and that will fill it up. 3-2 to Lavelle. Mostly fastballs so far for Mateo. Give the fans what they want. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. There it is. 95 by Mateo. He blows away Ravello, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Juan in his first inning out of the bullpen. 3.5 through here from SRP Park. 11-3 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Mateo with a nice easy 1-2-3 inning. Green Jackets trying to keep the momentum offensively. 3 home runs all consecutively in the third. Got them within 11-3. And we'll see if they can inch a little bit closer here in the fourth. First full inning for Luis Ravello. Or Michael Valera, I beg your pardon. Ravello over at shortstop. First pitch to Kilpatrick is up and in. As Valera missed it, and it's 1-0 and 0 strikes. Kilpatrick had the first of 4 current hits tonight for Augusta. The other 3, as mentioned, home runs. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1. An infield hit his last time up that Ravello almost took away from him. Break-even pitch. A check swing. It's good anyway as it lands it on the outside corner. And today, 1-2 count. One-two pitch is spiked in the dirt by Valero. 2-2 to Kilpatrick, batting for the second time. One home run for him. It was a grand slam in Myrtle Beach. Can he contribute to the home run parade tonight? 2-2. A swing and foul that is caught by the catcher, Mexicano, and there is one away. Got him on a slider that time. And now Mekhi Backstrom. Backstrom digs in from the left side. Valera's first pitch to him is a pop-up into shallow left. Charging back after it is Valera. Would he get there? Ravello, he dropped the ball off the heel of the glove up to second base. Goes Mekhi Backstrom. Now what'll be an error on the shortstop in Ravello. Who got back there but just unable to get in the right spot in the glove as it hit right off the palm and out. That'll be a tough luck error for him. Covered a lot of ground. Tyler Miller, who's the left fielder, was playing more towards right center, so he had a lot of ground to cover and not able to get there. Always tough for an outfielder or an infielder who's got to go that far back on it. As here's Francisco Floyd, who got the excitement all started last inning with a home run. First pitch to Floyd. He had another home run cut, but he fouled it into the mitt of the catcher, Mexicano. Trying to bring home Makai Backstrom from second base. A one pitch is outside on a slider from Valera. One ball, one strike. Valera did some good work for the Red Sox down at their spring training complex in Florida. Just called up to the Salem roster back on Tuesday. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss. Another breaking ball from Valera. Making his 18th appearance of the year. Original signing back in 2019 by Boston. Working ahead here to Francisco Floyd. 1-2 pitch is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Cracked one well over the left field wall, looking for a mistake from Valera. 2-2, a swing and a miss. Wiped him out with that slider, same pitch he got Kilpatrick on. He gets Floyd as well, and that is the second out of the inning.
Left fielder, number one, Stephen Pauline.
It's up to Stephen Pauline to try and get at least one home. Backstrom still stands at second. It would be an unearned run as he meets there on a two-base error by the shortstop and Luis Ravello. Dropped a tough ball in the outfield. First pitch to Pelini. Spiked in the dirt. Somehow knocked down by Mexicanos. It got him right off the chest. Backstrom will stay where he is. One ball, no strikes to Pelini, who took one out to deep right field his last time up. His seventh home run. And now to home plate comes Elliot Meltz. I think they're talking about whether this might have actually hit Pelini. Or actually, I beg your pardon, it got the home plate umpire. I thought for a second it may have grazed him. It did not. Now Melton just checking up on Chad Patterson, who took a bit of that spiker. Appears to be okay. Might have got him right in the bottom part of that mask. Pitch is inside, almost hit Pelini. Worked him in with a slider. Much difficult pitch to throw to a left-hander for a guy like Ravello who throws them regularly. 2-0 the count. A swing, another drive to left field. Miller back to the track will have room as he makes the catch. Just circling underneath, and Pelini just missed his second home run of the night. Went the opposite way, but missed it by about 5 feet. And we are through four here from SRP Park. It's 11-3 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Mitchell Speltz back with you from SRP Park. It's 11-3 Salem here in the fourth game of this series. Eight runs in the first for Salem. Three in the top of the third put them up 11-0. Take a swing in the middle of all that was a grand slam by Edinson Polino back in the first. Capped off their big first inning. Green Jackets still a little excitement. Bottom of the third, back-to-back-to-back home runs. As Juan Mateo back out there to face John Frank Salazar. First pitch is down and away with a heater. Now Francisco Floyd, Stephen Polini, and Caden Morton provide the goods on that trio home run. As that one is lined into right, back near the corner is Caden Morton. He jumps up against the wall and makes a spectacular catch. It's just another day out there for him. Right up against the wall, leaped and made the catch as he rubs up against it.
Third baseman, number six, Abram Leandro.
Just finds another way each and every day to make the highlight reel. And that one's another top one for Caden Warren down in right field. Just an average play for him out there as the first pitch to Abram Leandro is fouled out of play 0-1. Doesn't matter which outfield spot he's in, the ball finds him. And he makes a great play every time. That one, anything but easy. Fast tracking near the wall. 0-1 pitch is high. That's 1-1. Especially considering that ball is tailing away from him. As a right-handed hitter swinging that to right field, that ball is going deeper and deeper towards the corner. And he's got track with it, but he made the catch anyway as the 1-1 is low. That's 2-1. You're not going to find a better defensive outfielder in this league than that guy out there. Also 21 outfield assists as well. 2-1 pitch is smoked to center, but right to Kevin Kilpatrick as he catches the tattooed shot for out number two. A couple of hard hit balls by the Red Sox here in the fifth inning, but both have resulted in outs.
Center fielder number nine, Edinson Polino.
Two away in the inning now for Edinson Polino. 11-3 Red Sox here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Polino, a serve towards third. It's knocked down by McCabe. Can he get to first in time on a hop in? He will. Stuck with it, and another good defensive play by the Green Jackets. David McCabe will knock it down with the backhand. Stick with it, and one hop deliver one over to first to get Polino, and that is the inning. Six up, six down for Juan Mateo. Halfway home here from SRP Park. 11-3 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA. AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening.
SRP.
Sox bottom of the fifth here from North Augusta. Caden Morton will get it going against Michael Valera. For the Red Sox, first pitch is bounced foul into the Green Jacket dugout. And so 1-1 to Caden, who has been on quite the power surge. Hit his 12th home run, his second of the series in his last at-bat. That capped off a run of back-to-back-to-back home runs by the Green Jackets. 0-1 pitch, half swing could not hold up on another slider by Michael Valera. No balls and two strikes to count. Morton on a two-strike pitch took one out to left center field. 0-2, a foul back as he hangs in there. Another slider from Valera. Now Morton, 12 home runs. Half of those have come since August 1st. And really for him, ever since the month of June began, he has been a completely different hitter at the plate. 0-2, breaking ball high. 1-2. Had a tough couple of months, and if you look at his batting average, currently at .230, that would represent what was first 2 months of the season, and you can have a tough stretch like that. It's a lot to overcome, but he has been a top hitter in this Green Jacket club the last 4 months as the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. And he's found it in a big way, in which makes you wonder if he's on the precipice of getting that prospect status. He's very much earning that right. 2-2 pitch, a big bouncer towards third. This is a foul ball just behind the bag. And we'll try it again, 2-2. Only 21 years of age, was a high school draft pick coming from the Dallas, Texas area. Sagan High School. Actually grew up in Arkansas, born in Fort Smith. And when you pick a guy like him, especially Morin, who was a 19th round selection back in 2019, there is a lot you got to polish. Doesn't have that college baseball experience, but he's worked his way up from Florida and now has been a tremendous single-A player for Augusta. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Valera struck him out. That slide was working well for him here in this outing as he strikes him out for the first out of the fifth. And with one away, it's E.J. Exposito. Yes, he'll bat from the right-hand side. First pitch to E.J. is a big cut, but a miss. Now ball is in a strike. Exposito is 0-2. Strikeout looking his last time up. That was against Nathaniel Cruz at the time, who is done for the day. A one pitch is down in the dirt. And the count evens to the Green Jacket shortstop. Cruz, the starter for Sam, goes 2 1/3 tonight. Break-even pitch is going to land for strike two. That's ahead of Exposito as he continues to twirls in those sliders with regularity. One, two. A wave and a miss. Chase from the dirt. And that's another strikeout for Valera. He's now got three of them in this outing. Started his night with a double play ball against Justin Janis to get the final two outs of the third. Struck out two in the fourth. Now two this inning. Got four altogether. And now Drake Baldwin. That's the trailing 11-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Already lefty, first pitch to Baldwin is in there as he works it to the inside part. 0-1. Valera has settled the storm for the Red Sox as the 0-1 pitch is down and in. 1-1. Really at a time where Augusta had a ton of momentum on their side. Had the three straight homers, and when he entered, they were first and second with one out after the pair of walks. I got that double play ball in the first pitch. 1-1 is inside as he missed with the hook. 2-1. That's the thing about baseball. You can be a hot offensive team. When you run into a good pitcher, that momentum can disappear quickly. 2-1. A shot to right center field. Baldwin's going to lift one over to the right side where it's caught by Lopez. Had a good jump and hung enough long enough for him to make the catch, and that will end the inning. Let the Green Jackets go down in order, and we head to the sixth. 11-3 Salem on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
With you from SRP Park, 11-3, Red Sox maintain an 8-run lead. We haven't seen any scoring since the third inning, as Juan Mateo has retired 6 in a row. Last 7 Red Sox in total have gone down, as Mikey Romero comes up. 11 runs on 7 hits for the Red Sox, 3-on-4 for Augusta. All 3 came in on home runs for them. As Juan Mateo deals to Mikey Romero, and it's a strike as he whistles one down the middle. 0-1 to Romero. He's got 2 hits, 2 RBIs tonight. Has also walked, has yet to be retired. 0-1. A liner to right. This one's falling near the line, and it will drop in a hop right in front of Caden Morton. Romero takes a big turn, but will hold up at first. It's the first base runner since the third inning for the Salem Red Sox, as Romero has a 3-hit game.
Right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez.
2 singles, a double, and a pair of RBIs to go with it. And it's Eduardo Lopez now against Mateo, who looks to get one on the ground. Pitching in his third frame, a little longer than he's accustomed to, but working a spot where he can certainly cover some distance, as the pitch is inside the Lopez. One ball, no strikes. Longest outing this year for Mateo is 2 1/3. If he conquers this inning, it'll be a new season high. He's done it twice. 1-0. A fly ball into left. Called for by the left fielder, Stephen Pelini, is right in his tracks. He'll make the catch. And that is the first out of the Salem sixth. Now a double play ball for Mateo. Can get him through 3 clean innings. Tough bat, though. Chase Mydrath will be the hitter. Mydrath bats from the right side. Mateo's first pitch to him is up and away. Mateo working out of the stretch. Minimal lead for Romero off of first. The pitch is fouled back to the right side. Hydrith 1-for-3 tonight. The pitch runs inside right around the knuckles. Almost caught him. So you're not looking to get hit this juncture of the game, up by 8 runs here in the sixth inning. A as the pitch is foul off right off the top of the wire. Nearly got over the top of it in our direction. Had a few scares earlier this week. Matter of fact, yesterday one bounced right in front of us. Almost in a spot where I'm tempted to reach out the window and try and grab it. The pitch is lined down the right field line, foul. And it's two balls and two strikes. Mitra's been tough out for Augusta over the last couple of nights here. Mateo trying to blow him away if he can. That fellow draft pick and Mikey Romero over at first. 11-3 Red Sox, top of the sixth. 2-2. A high fly to right. Morton will move back towards the track. He'll have room, though. He'll make the grab. Back to first base goes Romero, as Mydrith just missed one. And Taylor right off into the bat, but Caden Morton knew exactly how much room he had. A good 10 feet behind him. Two gone in the inning for Roberto Mexicano. It's a new season long for Mateo on the mound. 2 2/3. That's good. Him just the one base runner on less than 30 pitches as the pitch is down and away to Mexicano. Mexicano's had two of the many ground balls in the direction of Francisco Floyd tonight. It was a total of 6 assists, 7 total putouts for Francisco. The 1-0 pitch is well struck. Deep left, Fino Pollini back, and that one's going to go. A 2-run home run for Roberto Mexicano, and it's now 13-3 Salem. Home run number 5 for the Red Sox catcher. And they're back up by double digits. It's their second home run of the night. Had the grand slam back in the first. Some minutes in Paulino. And this time with 2 outs, Mexicano goes yard. As Miller bats as a left-hander, Mateo's first offering to him is up and away, 1-0. Feels just a lot steeper. I mean, the deficit was already pretty big for Augusta, but when you take it up to double figures, just feels like a whole different animal. 1-0 pitch, fouled back by Miller, 1-1. Right-hander is loose in the bullpen. Looks like Ellison Joseph is getting loose for the Green Jackets. Mateo's still in a spot where he can easily conquer 3 innings on the mound. Joseph just started a few minutes ago. Break-even pitch is on the inside corner. 1-2. And a slider by Mateo. It's an excellent pitch for him, especially when that velocity is riding high on the heater. Mateo comes ready to go. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 97 miles an hour, and that will retire the side. Red Sox get 2, however, on the home run by Roberto Mexicano. And through 5.5, it's now the Red Sox 13. Green Jackets 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
13-3 Red Sox with the lead here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Got two back on a two-run home run by Roberto Mexicano. As McCabe makes his way to the plate. Drew a walk in his last at-bat. That's the right-hander, Michael Valera, who has been dominant for the Red Sox. First pitch is a little bit low to McCabe. One ball, no strikes. Sixth inning gives us a chance to take a little drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. Check out some Atlanta Braves scores for you tonight as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back by McCabe, 1-1. Atlanta is hosting Miami tonight. And currently, the Braves are up 4-1. That game is in the fifth. Vaughn Grissom has a two-run homer. I made it 4-1. Travis d'Arnaud started it with a two-run blast himself. 1-1 pitch is inside. Two balls and a strike. J.J. Niekro drew the start today for Rome against Greenville. J.J. has been one of the top stars for Rome upon his arrival there. Niekro threw four innings tonight, struck out six with a walk as that one is tapped slowly to first on two hops. It's played by the first baseman in Salazar, who will take it to first himself and retire to McCabe. And there is one gone in the inning. Three and assists on that one if you've been keeping book with us all night. A lot of green jackets in that Rome lineup tonight. Cal Conley's one for three. He's got a run score. Keyshawn Ogans is one for two tonight. RBI in that game. He had a hit yesterday as well. Keyshawn fitting right into that Braves lineup as the pitch is low. That's 1-0. Randall Mosquita's 0 for 3. Brandon Parker is 0 for 2. He does have a run scored. Adam Zabrowski 0 for 2. Currently, what does it look like? Seven former Green Jackets who had a uniform on at one point this year in that lineup currently. A lot of talent going up. 1-0 pitch is inside, 2-0. Other affiliates in action tonight. Gwinnett is hosting Jacksonville, AAA Club of Miami. 7-0 Stripers. That game got suspended. I'll pick that up tomorrow. 2-0 pitch is down and away. Make it 3-0. Tennessee 4, Mississippi 2. That's at Trustman Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Them Braves have had a lot of talent lost, too. Michael Harris and Vaughn Grissom, in specific with that. Grissom was only there briefly as the 3-0 pitch is a little bit low, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Justin Janis. 1-0 base runner for Augusta here in the sixth inning. And he'll bring up Kevin Kilpatrick. Augusta down by 10 here in the sixth inning. Center fielder number 14, Kevin Kilpatrick. Now Michael Harris started the year for the Braves in Mississippi. He was there for about 2 months. Had a long on base streak going before he earned the call-up straight from there as that one struck into center, falling fast, and it will be a diving catch by Paulino. Nearly full Superman on that catch by Edinson Paulino as he lays out straight away to make the catch and take a hit away from Kevin Kilpatrick. And we've seen a lot of good defense tonight from both sides. That's kind of how the week has gone for Kilpatrick. Another hard hit ball. Looked like that was going to drop, but Paulino on a late surge, it will make the catch. Two away for Mekhi Backstrom. First pitch to him. He had a big cut, but he missed. 0-1. And then Vaughn Grissom, that story is a little bit more interesting. Started the year in Rome. Played there for a few months. Had an on-base streak between there and Mississippi that reached 46 games. That's the longest this year in minor league baseball. 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. 1-1. Grissom went up to Mississippi right at the beginning of July. His move was at the same day Cal Conley went up to Rome. That was went hand-in-hand. And that shortstop spot opened up, and Rome Conley moved up. Grissom very much earned that promotion to Double-A, and clearly now, as he's in Major League Baseball, get the two-run homer tonight. Had the home run over the monster in his first game, as that one is spiked in the dirt, and that will trickle away from the catcher, Mexicano. Up to second goes Janis. As the count is 2-1. And the Braves have surprised a lot of people in the industry, sending two of their top prospects straight from Double-A to the big leagues. They've skipped Triple-A. As Chad Patterson, the home plate umpire, got a little ticked on that one. As it got away from Matty Cano as he walks back towards the mound. I think just going to take a courteous stroll and they'll walk it off, I think. as he tossed him a new baseball. And Grissom went straight up into the big leagues and hit the home run in his first game. Again, a no-doubter over the Green Monster in Boston, the major league club for the Salem Red Sox. It's hard to believe. You go back to that August day when Grissom hit that home run a year to the date. I believe it was August 7th. Correct me if I'm wrong on the date. Probably am. But Grissom was in the Green Jackets lineup 365 days prior to that. 2-1 pitch is fouled off the front foot of Mekhi Backstrom. He'll drop the bat, and he'll go for a walk. 2-2. I had a former major leaguer told me that even at this level, you are closer to the big leagues than you think. It just takes one injury, one guy moving around, where you can receive a call up to the next level. And you can use Keyshawn Ogans as a good example of that. And they got a room in the infield for him there, got moved up, and now he's making the most of that opportunity. Of course, just the second game. Now you get that shot, you never know what you might do with it. Comes out of nowhere. 2-2 pitch is just a bit inside. Backstrom takes ball three, and the count is full. Sometimes you're ready for that next level, whether it be in baseball or some other kind of job that you had no idea you were ready for. And you can make that instant impact. Three balls and two strikes to Mekhi Backstrom. Here's the kick and throw. A half swing he cannot hold up. Ferret a fastball down and in, and Valera leaves Janis out at second base. He's fired three scoreless innings, and we are off to the seventh. Salem 13, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Top of the seventh inning, 13-3 Red Sox. Luis Ravel starts the frame for Salem as he fouls back the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Juan Mateo does start this inning for Augusta. He's thrown three innings on the mound. Another walk back to the mound for Chad Patterson as that foul ball got a piece of Drake Baldwin. Like to shake that one off. Arbello has reached once in three tries tonight. Mateo is at 34 pitches after that first toss in this inning. 0-1 pitch is a strike. Bullseye for Mateo at 97. Velocity is still good. 0-2 the count. You have the two-run home run to Roberto Mexicano with two outs last inning. Only run he's given up as Chad Patterson turns around and stops play for something. Not sure. He's looking back at a fan right now. Not sure if someone's saying something to him or if he's just trying to shake off a previous foul ball that hit off him. We're back to play. 0-2 pitch is laced into left center. Kilpatrick on the move. He will not get there, but he does cut it off. as he slings it back to the infield. Leadoff hit for Luis Ravello. Looked like for a second, Kilpatrick nearly had a diving attempt on that one. Just a little bit out of his grasp. Leadoff man is on. And it'll be John Frank Salazar. And something more coming from behind home plate. I think a fan's talking to the umpire and Chad Patterson. Kind of an unnecessary stoppage to the game. There's pitch to Salazar. Is grounded towards second. Floyd charges. He can't get a tag on the runner, so he'll just go to first. Smart play by Francisco as he'll take care of Salazar. Almost led him into a tag. And Borrello just able to squeeze by him. He moves up to second base. First out of the inning on another 4-3 put out by Francisco Floyd. And it'll be Abram Liendo. Mateo looking back at something. Baseball was on the field. Caden Morton gives it back to the fan and goes back to his spot, gives him the thumbs up. Got to make sure he's in proper position. Howdy on lefty matchup. First pitch to Liendo is a check swing strike. It's 0-1. Liendo has reached twice, both via walks. Mateo looked to second base. 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Mateo looked like he lost his footing a little bit coming off the mound. Final home stand of the year. Green Jackets finishing up their 66-game home slate. Game number 64 here at SRP Park. Opening night was way back on April 19th. Almost an entirely different looking squad back from that home opener back in mid-April, I should say. Swinging a miss by Liendo, and it's 1-2. Just part of the flow of minor league baseball. Master Perez told me a while back, if guys are moving up, that means you're doing your job right. And that is the ultimate token of success for a manager and a coaching staff to see your guys move up. As the 1-2 pitch is nubbed to the right side. Floyd will be there again. He backhands but fumbles this one and will not have a play. Wasn't hit all that hard, and Floyd lost it as he was trying to transfer it out of his glove. And they'll get rid of that baseball. Kind of picked up some condensation along the way. Now Floyd wipes his hand off. Might have been sticky of some sort. Likely ends up as an error on Francisco Floyd, although a bit of a tough play. And now it's Edinson Paulino. Pull shift down for Polino with Augusta down 13-3. The pitch is lifted to right. Morton goes back to the track. It's another home run for Edinson Paulino. That is his third of the week. He's got two tonight and seven RBIs, and it's now 16-3. Salem with the lead here in the seventh. His 13th home run, 65 RBIs. And the prospect for the Red Sox continues to rake here in North Augusta. And the lead has ballooned to its largest at 13 runs. Hit the grand slam back in the first. Three more to the tally there. First pitch to Mikey Romero is down in the dirt. And 1-0. He's got some serious power. Had the big two-run home run back on Wednesday to propel the Sox to a win. And now a 7 RBI performance, a career best for him. As the pitch is outside to Romero, now 2-0. And they have given that ball off the bat of Liendo's bat a base hit. So no error on Floyd as there's a slow roll to the right side. And there's Francisco Floyd once again. He'll just walk at the first and underhand to Janis for out number two. Oh, for a second, he's just going to take that all the way himself for your classic four unassisted. Instead, it's another 4-3 put out. And now Eduardo Lopez in a 16-3 game for Salem will come up with two outs and the base is empty. The Some Carolina League scores for you tonight. Kannapolis and Lynchburg on extra innings. 2-1 Cannonballers in the top of the 10th. Trying to add more on. Columbia was down early to Carolina. They now lead them 8-7. And a pivotal game for the Fireflies. They're down 5-0 to start as the pitch is down in the dirt to Lopez. 6-1 Myrtle Beach leads Charleston the 7th. River Dogs rallied yesterday to walk off the Pelicans in 10 innings. Down to the last strike and last out. Shane Sasaki had a two-run single to win it. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, 1-1. Sasaki had a little bit of a scare, though, actually, for the River Dogs going back to last week. Got hit on the hand and had to get an MRI on that hand to make sure nothing was broken. In his first game back, he wins it. 1-1 pitch, bouncer towards second. Francisco Floyd's been a magnet tonight as he'll flip it over to first. Makes the play. Side is retired. Three more runs score, though, for the Red Sox on a three-run homer by Edinson Paulino. He's driven in seven tonight, and it's 16-3 Salem at the stretch here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Seventh, Mitchell Schultz back with you from SRP Park. There is a new pitcher on for the Red Sox. It's right-hander Felix Cepeda. Yes, he'll take over for his 26th appearance on the mound. 2-4 win-loss record. 23 relief outings, 2 starts for the right-hander who's got 41 innings under his belt this year from the Dominican Republic. Yes, he'll get the bomb third of the order, starting with Francisco Floyd. Floyd has one of the three home runs tonight for Augusta. Those manufacture all three of their runs. It's been a tough night for Augusta overall, but Floyd, Pelini, and Morton combined for the top offensive highlight. First pitch is a strike from Cepeda as he fires one at 94. No balls and a strike. A one pitch is up and in, and he limbos it away from it. Almost got hit. Second appearance of the week for Cepeda. He appeared back in the opener as well as he deals the 1-1 pitch. Floyd fouls one back over our heads and out of play. 1-2. Threw just a third of an inning back on Tuesday night. Walked a man, then struck one out. 1-2 pitch is fouled away on a defensive cut by Francisco Floyd. And blowing two strikes. Green Jackets being out hit 12-4. Red Sox have taken a grasp on this series. 1-2 pitch, a bouncing ball to third. Backing up is Liendo. Strong throw over the top is airmailed, and that one will get out of play. And Francisco Floyd's going to be granted an additional base. Liendo put a little bit too much on that throw as he airmailed it over the top of Salazar. And Floyd will move up to second. It'll be an error on the third baseman in Abram Liendo.
Left fielder number one, Stephen Pelini.
We'll see if they give him an infield hit on that as well. For sure going to be an error on Liendo. That puts Floyd at second base. And he moves up into scoring position for Steven Pollini. Augusta down by 13. First pitch to Pollini is high and off the glove of Mexicano as they go to the backstop. Big turnaround flirt for Floyd. Probably best not to try and get thrown out, but shows off the aggression. Ball 1-2 Pollini. And was Floyd up in 90 feet closer. 16 runs on the board tonight for Sim is the most the Green Jackets have given up in a game this year. Right on their largest margin of defeat as well at 13. They suffered that as well. Back in a game against the Carolina Mudcats at Zebulon back in May. 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. About half the damage tonight for Sim coming in the first inning. Scored 8 runs. On Augusta behind the 8 ball early. Made a little noise in the third, but it's been Red Sox in control tonight. At the 2-0 is foul back, 2-1. Blaney trying to reach for the second time. Two-one pitch is upstairs. 3-1. 7 homers, 43 driven in for Pollini. He has been with Augusta since opening night, his 104th game. 2 games back, a kid in Morton for the club lead. 104 for Pollini. Morton's got 106. 3-1 is up and in. He lost him. Cepeda walks Pollini first and third with nobody out for kid in Morton. And out comes the manager for the Red Sox in Luke Montz. And this is just a strategy, calm down talk from the skipper for the Red Sox. No one is worrying in the bullpen. As Caden Morton will get set to face Cepeda as Montz calms him down, the whole infield. Has been a very good manager for this Salem squad. And an error and a walk has put Augusta with runners at the corners here.
Now by right fielder number 2, Caden Morton.
See, Morton can come through with his first multi-homer game. He bats with nobody out in the inning. Augusta down by 13. First pitch, a swing and a miss. As Cepeda got a gasser by him at 93. 0-1. Morton 1-for-3, with that one knock being home run number 12. 0-1 is up and away. Another fastball from Cepeda, 1-1. The Braves rookie phenoms continue to make some noise. Michael Harris just went deep for the Braves. Him and Grissom both have 2-run homers as the 1-1 pitch is fouled back and out of SRP Park. 1-2 to Morton. And you add into all that, Spencer Strider struck out a Braves franchise record since they've moved to Atlanta with 16 Ks and 9 innings, or 8 innings yesterday. Just mowed through the Rockies. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Chase one in the dirt as he struck him out with a slider. And that is out number 1 of the 7th for Augusta. Righty on righty, Cepeda's first pitch to Exposito's ground is short. Double play ball, they flip the second for one. Relay to first by Mydrith is in time as they double up Exposito to end the inning. Augusta gets the first two on but do not score. 6-4-3 on the inning-ending double play. And we move to the 8th. Salem 16, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
You know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
and flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Joseph to the mound for Augusta, 16-3 the lead for the Salem Red Sox here in the fourth game of this series. Took a first inning lead of 8 runs and have not let up. Green Jackets made a little noise in the third, but they have kept the pedal to the metal. First pitch to Chase Mydrith is inside from the flamethrower Ellison Joseph. 26th appearance of the year for Joseph. Last appeared last week in Myrtle Beach on Sunday through a scoreless inning. The pitch is going to twirl outside from Joseph this time. It's 2-0. Joseph has been on a roll, has not given up a run in his last four outings. As the 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner, right at the letters, 2-1. Joseph returned to the Green Jackets on August 3rd after a few months in Florida. He's only given up one run in 8 outings. That's covered 12 2/3. 2-1 is just a bit outside. A couple fastballs that are fooling Mydrith a little bit, falling out of the box, and ones that are near the plate. It's ones that fool you a little bit. Got a little movement on that pitch from Joseph. 3-1 is a strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Sometimes it's just the way it comes out of the hand that it fools some batters. Ball 3 and strike 2. Bolden puts up the target. The pitch is flied into right. Foul territory. Morton will give a run to it. Will he get there? And he will not make the catch. Just near the mound area of the bullpen for the Red Sox. But another tremendous effort out there by Caden Morton. Still 3-2 to Chase Mydrith. Fourth round pick out of San Diego for the Red Sox. 3-2 is down and away, and that is a walk to put the leadoff man on for the Red Sox here in the eighth inning. 12 walks tonight, or I should say 12 hits tonight. And also 7 walks in there for the Red Sox hitters. Another night for them where they have come through with some big swings. The runners in scoring position. They're 8-11. That's a phenomenal mark. The ones they've hit in the series have done some big damage as Mexicano takes a strike on a hook from Ellison Joseph. And just 2-11 yesterday, but they made those two hits count. One of them was the grand slam late in the game. A one pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him out in front of another slider. And Mexicano off balance, 0-2. We got a pretty strong crowd on here for tonight. Never know how it might go in the score 16-3, but we thank you all for who has stuck with us tonight. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a liner to left, moving over Pelini. He won't get there, but he does cut it off in front of the wall. Base hit for Mexicano, up to second goes Mydrith. And back-to-back base runners for the Red Sox here to start the eighth inning. It's Ellison Joseph in some early trouble as he'll face Tyler Miller.
Left fielder number 14, Tyler Miller.
Drake Baldwin comes out to the mound to talk with Ellison Joseph. Just a few words for him to get on the same page with the signs with a runner at second base. Got to mix him up a little bit. Fifth mound visit used tonight by Augusta. First pitch to Tyler Miller is a strike, and it's 0-1. Only get 5 mound visits per game. Per 9 innings, you get one additional one for every additional extra inning if it were to go that far. Probably not heading that way tonight. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss as Miller swings to a slider. 0-2. Joseph probably going to try and finish this out for Augusta if he's able to. They're in that position player pitching territory as well. Augusta would probably rather not go there if they don't have to. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, and that will get behind Baldwin as he spiked a fastball. Both runners will take an additional base. Madrid to third, Mexicano to second. And the count is 1-2 to Tyler Miller, who is 1-for-4. Joseph trying to overpower Miller. He's got him up 1-2. Runners at second, third. Pull shift design for Miller. Third base is wide open. 1-2 pitch is high. 2-2. Just considering time and score, Green Jackets not all too concerned about another run scoring. Just looking for an out. And not a huge lead either by Mydrith off of third. Same thing for Mexicano at second. They're not going anywhere. 2-2. A swing and a liner to right. Morton will drift back, but he will have room in front of the track. Catch is made. Runner from third will tag, and Mydrith, he'll score with ease. Throw goes back to second, where Mexicano does not tag. And it is now 17-3. Not a football score here in early September. And now it'll be Luis Ravello for the Red Sox as their lead's now 14. Speaking of football, got some big college games starting tomorrow. A lot of Georgia fans excited. They begin their title defense against Oregon. Got the Ducks coming in as the first pitch is lined up the middle. That's into center for Ravello. Kilpatrick will get to it. And they'll just hold up Mexicano around third as the throw will come in to no one back near the dugout for Augusta, but nobody moves up because of it. Just missed the cutoff man. And there'll be runners at the corners for John Frank Salazar.
First baseman number 3, John Frank Salazar.
And Salazar will bat with runners at the corners. Nice in the right-handed batting. Salazar, first pitch is on the inside corner, 0-1. That Georgia-Oregon game will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta tomorrow. That former Auburn quarterback Bo Nix playing QB for the Ducks as there's a strike from Joseph, 0-2. But big Georgia Bulldog country out here. Might be in the state of South Carolina right now, but anyone will tell you North Augusta is Bulldog country. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a foul down the left field side. 0-2. And also with college football today, they announced that the playoffs will be expanding to 12 in the near future from 4. Big fan of the move. I think a lot of people might point to, there might be some blowouts to get off track from baseball for a little bit. I think it's good for the sport. It makes it a little bit more competitive. Two-strike pitch is high, and it's 1-2 to John Frank Salazar. As my thing was, you saw the same almost 4 teams in there every single year. Always talking about Alabama, Georgia, of course, always in the mix, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, always kind of those same bunching of teams. Maybe one random one. Have Cincinnati make it as the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, and Joseph strikes out Salazar for out number 2. Two gone now for Abram Liendo. It's time to the plate for Liendo, coming up with runners at the corners, 2 outs. I'm not sure if you'll get any more additional chaos in college football, but you never know. I think it certainly will make it more interesting, no doubt. Pitches inside, 1-0. Give you a chance for those certainly early upsets. Only a few years it sounds like it gets there, but lot of hype in this part of the country for Georgia starting up tomorrow. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner, 1-1. Southeast, South Carolina, Georgia, SEC football is king. Baseball is a pretty big deal down here as well. And SEC football in the fall, a big trademark as Joseph twirls in a strike. 1-2 the count to Liendell, 17-3 Red Sox here in the eighth inning. Joseph looking to just get up the one run here in the eighth. Three straight scoring frames for Salem as the 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. NFL starts next Thursday. Got the Rams hosting the Bills in L.A. That'll be a good game. Both Atlanta and Charlotte close to here. Panthers and Falcons, 2-2 pitches up and away, 3-2. So I looked this up. The closest stadium from here is Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, but it's a lot closer than you think. It's about, I think, less than 5 miles, I think, in terms of distance from Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. They're pretty close. 3-2 pitch is served up into left. Pelini veers back. He'll get there and make a catch. And that'll end the inning. One run does come in for Salem, and we move to the bottom of the eighth. 17-3 Salem on top on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
North Augusta, South Carolina, SRP Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 17-3 Red Sox with the lead here in the fourth game of the series. Drake Ball will come up against Felix Cepeda. All the win 0-2 tonight. Did have a walk back in the third. See if he can put his stamp on this game as something comes in onto the field of play. Not sure what that is. Looks like a frisbee. Something blue. Cat's having a little too much fun out there. Frisbee gets away. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch to Drake Baldwin is high. 1-0. I'm wondering if they did that on purpose to try and get someone's attention for an autograph. 1-0. It is high. 2-0. That sucker was all the way near shortstop. Luis Ravello had to go get it. On shell left field. 2-0 pitch. A swing and a foul by Baldwin. 2-1. Braves third round pick out of Missouri State. Top 30 prospect. Good hitting catcher. That's shown some nice flash on the defensive side as well. 2-1 pitch is high. 3-1. A lot to like about Baldwin. A regular catcher since Adam Zabrowski was promoted, moving up to Rome a couple weeks ago. But before the team went to Myrtle Beach, 3-1 pitch is a check swing ball outside. Second walk for Baldwin. He is aboard. And with nobody out here in the eighth inning.
Hey,
And up comes David McCabe. See if he can keep his RBI streak going here.
David McCabe
does not have one tonight. A spot where he might be able to bring one home. Certainly has the power to bring one over the wall. That's the first pitch to McCabe is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. McCabe has RBIs in four consecutive games. And three of those four, he has driven in two. 0-1. He is up and away. One ball, one strike. And a guy who has a chance to be a big-time power bat in the Braves system. Picked him up in the fourth round. Watch this guy take batting practice. He can really smack them. 1-1 pitch is sprayed foul by McCabe to the left side. 1-2. Tom Griswold loosed in the bullpen for Augusta. He will have the ninth inning. Coming for Ellison Joseph, who threw the eighth. Not going to push him any further. Give Griswold an inning instead. 1-2 pitch. A number foul on the third base side as McCabe got on top of one. And tomorrow, Augusta will look for a little bit of a bounce back. Assuming we don't see the greatest comeback in franchise history here. J.R. Ritchie will get the start for Augusta, his home debut. 35th round pick in the draft by Atlanta. And the competitive balance round. 1-2 pitch is a called third strike. Sticks the landing with the breaking ball right on the inner part. And McCabe strikes out. One gone for Justin Janis. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the slated starter tomorrow for Salem. That's J.R. Ritchie. Maybe his debut as well for Salem. That's part of a multiple call-up on Tuesday. And there's a foul back by Janis, 0-1. Everything holds here. Salem will be going for a series victory. Augusta will likely have to win the final two. Again, barring something miraculous here. Never say never till it's over. 0-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 0-2. Myrtle Beach on top of Charleston tonight. 8-1. That is somewhat significant for Augusta. If Charleston does come back in this score holds, Augusta would be eliminated from playoff contention as the pitch is outside. And it's 1-2 to Jessen, or Janis, I should say. Elimination number is 2. It is coming down to a two-team race in the South. Charleston in Columbia, and they play at Segra Park next week. 1-2 pitch is bounced to first, picked up by the first baseman. Salazar throws it to second, and they're not going to get him. I think they got a piece of Baldwin. Salazar probably would have been just better off just going to first on that, getting out up by 14. Went for the double play, got a little greedy, and they got nobody. And I believe it's probably going to be an error on the first baseman in Salazar. That'll be the third of the night for the Red Sox, and now Kevin Kilpatrick. Now, one of those scenarios where you'll just let him go to second, unless it's a sure thing, probably just want to take the out at first. First pitch to Kilpatrick is bounced to third. Ravello has this one. A look back, the runner, and will go to first instead, and that will be an out. Both runners will advance otherwise as Baldwin stopped. Ravello gave a little effort to try and tag him, but then just elected to go get the out instead. Not messing around. Second and third for Makai Backstrom. First pitch to Backstrom is a chopper to second, played by Mydrith. He'll toss to first, and that will be the inning. Green Jackets get a couple in scoring position. They do not score, however, and we are off to the final inning here from SRP Park. 17-3 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
And I'm Mike Murphy. We know times are tough right now.
And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
SRP Park. All Red Sox tonight, 17-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. As Rob Griswold will enter for his team-high 37th appearance out of the bullpen. 55 strikeouts, 56 and a third innings for the right-hander from Long Island University. First-year professional ball for Griswold. Undrafted free agent, excellent closer back in his college days. Next is Alan Castro, who's going to pinch hit here. First pitch is fouled back and out of play, and it's 0-1. He's going to hit for Edinson Paulino, whose day is done after a two-homer, seven RBI night for the Red Sox prospect. One to Castro is strike two as it drops right down the middle. 0-2 the count. So I'm trying to make quick work of Castro. A pitch, a swing, and a foul that pops in and out of the mitt of Drake Baldwin. And an extra pitch coming here to Castro. Debut series for the young left-handed bat. He's 0-for-8 in the series. Has made a couple of starts last two nights. 0-2 pitch is a ball down and away. Good spot, though, with a changeup by Griswold. 1-2. Green Jackets will have Francisco Floyd, Stephen Pelini, Caden Morton due up for the ninth inning. At this juncture, they need 14. 1-2 pitch, that's called third strike. Griswold rings the bell on Castro with a backdoor breaking ball. One up and one down here in the ninth inning.
Designated hitter number 8, Mikey Romero.
And now Mikey Romero with the bases empty. Griswold calls for time to retie up that cleat. As Romero bats from the left side. Pull shift down. Romero having his best young game as a Red Sox. First pitch is up and away, 1-0. Romero's reached four times. He has scored three on those occasions with three hits. Including a two-run double back in the third inning. Now four RBIs in the series as the 1-0 pitch is good for a strike. As Griswold and slingshots one in there. One ball, one strike, the count. 6:05 start here tomorrow. Same thing for the final home game on Sunday. Break-even pitch is a strike. Pulls out on the inside corner. Nothing and one the count. Or nothing and two the count, I beg your pardon. 1-2 the count. We'll get it right. 1-2 is a little tall, maybe inside. 2-2. And Green Jackets finish the series in the season in Kannapolis. That'll be their first ever trip to that new ballpark. Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 pitch is lined into right, but right in the direction of Caden Morton, who's got an easy catch. Two gone here in the top of the ninth.
Right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez.
As for the Red Sox, they will be returning home next week to finish out their season. They'll be hosting Fredericksburg. I know the team they're chasing. That elimination number doesn't fully hit zero. They got a shot yet. You never know. If the pitch is a strike or a ball on the inside corner, rather, 1-0. I know things, the way they're setting up, probably going to see Fredericksburg and Lynchburg for the North playoff series. And it's Charleston and Myrtle Beach in this half. 1-0 pitch is a strike. 1-1. However, don't want to rule out the Columbia Fireflies just yet. Within striking distance, have a chance to make a little noise in the final week as the 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner, 1-2. Charleston entered today 3.5 clear of Columbia. Fireflies are winning tonight in Carolina, 14-7. More football score there as well. 1-2 is just a bit inside. Griswold thought he had strike three. Instead, we'll try it again at 2-2. For a game that started 5-0 in favor of Carolina, Fireflies flipped that game on its head in a hurry. 2-2 pitch. A jam shot fly ball into left center. Exposito ranges back. He'll make the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Rob Griswold. His former college teammate puts away the final out. Last call for Augusta. Bottom of the ninth. They're down 17-3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Augusta. The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Last call for Augusta, down 17-3. Francisco Floyd serves the inning, takes a strike at zone one. Felix Cepeda going to try and finish it off for the Red Sox. Takes the mound with a 14-run cushion to work with. 0-1 pitch is fouled back off the wire right in our direction. Quickly 0-2 to Francisco, who had his third home run back in the third inning. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a liner down the first base side foul as it slices near the Red Sox bullpen. Niner fans, when we are done, Easy Go postgame show concludes our coverage tonight here from SRP Park. 0-2, a swing and a pop-up. Over near first, being called off is Salazar by the second baseman Mydrith, who makes the catch in shallow right. One up and one down here in Augusta's half of the ninth. Now Stephen Pelini with the bases still empty. Cepeda's first pitch to Pelini is a strike. Pins it on the inside corner as he dots the I 0-1. Cepeda shakes one off, has what he wants, and deals the 0-1 pitch. And it is down and away, one ball, one strike. Columbia has matched Salem tonight in terms of run score, and Fireflies have 17 now up in Zebulon. Right around the rally areas, the 1-1 pitch is sprayed foul by Pelini, and it is 1-2. Just coming up on the 10 o'clock hour here locally. One, two pitch, a swing and a miss, and Cepeda strikes out Pelini, and Augusta is down to their final out.
Right fielder number two, Caden Morton.
And the last opportunity will be Caden Morton, trying to keep the game going. See if he can end his night with a bang in some way, shape, or form. First pitch to him is high, and it's 1-0. Norton 1-for-4 tonight, batting for the fifth time. One oh offering is foul back, out of play. Back behind home, 1-1. Norton taking some good cuts up there. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss. And Morton now down 1-2 on a fastball by Cepeda. One strike left in the tank. One 2 pitch is up and in, and it's 2-2. Morton trying to keep the game going. One more batter, at least for E.J. Exposito. And Morton will call for time. Even at this juncture of the game, these hitters put a lot of thought and process into a single at-bat. Certainly don't want to go up there nonchalant. Want to stay focused in. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. Knocks the mask off of Mexicano, and it's 3-2. And the count will go full. Cepeda trying to cover the final three innings for the Red Sox. A liner to right. Backing up near the track is Lopez. He's got room. He makes the catch, and that is the ball game. All Red Sox tonight as they win their third straight here from SRP Park, and they do it in lopsided fashion. 17-3 the final. 8 runs in the first proves to be plenty, and a 14-run victory. We'll take a break. Wrap things up on the Easy Go postgame show next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Now, fans, it's time for the play.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Welcome to the Easy Go postgame show as we wrap things up for you here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you as we deliver the final numbers of the night. For Salem, the victor, 17 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors. It left just 4 runners on base tonight. For Augusta, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, stranded 7. Winning pitcher tonight is the reliever, Michael Valera. Dealt 3 innings in relief tonight for the Red Sox. Loser is Owen Murphy for Augusta. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes here from SRP Park. The save does go to Cepeda as well as he got the final 9 outs of the ballgame. Crowd tonight, 4,287 here from North Augusta. Time now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame. We'll cheat on this one. We'll go the back-to-back-to-back home runs by the Green Jackets that occurred in the third inning. Make it a trio of 3 plays tonight to make it one spectacular one. 3 home runs came from Francisco Floyd, Stephen Pelini, and Caden Morton. Tonight's it guy of the game, we'll give it to Caden Morton, who had the back end of those 3 home runs. Also had a fantastic catch in this game as well. Just another defensive highlight for Augusta's top-notch outfielder here from SRP Park. Tomorrow, the series does continue at 6:05 local time here in North Augusta. 5:45 for the on-deck show built by TaxSlayer. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz will face J.R. Ritchie for the Green Jackets. Second-round pick by the Braves. He'll get the call on the mound in his second start, first at home. That game begins tomorrow, starts at 6:05. On-deck show built by TaxSlayer begins at 5:45 here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us and sticking with us throughout the night. One last time, the final score. The Augusta Green Jackets fall to the Salem Red Sox 17-3. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from North Augusta. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow.